Hello! Today's video is going to be about creating a custom player controller for Unity. The first thing we're going to do is create a plane. It requires a mesh collider for collisions, and it will act as our ground. Next up, we'll want to create another 3D object. It's going to be a cube, and that will be our player. Next, let's create a new script. We're going to call it Player Controller. It's going to be a C# script, and we'll attach it to our cube. While we're at it, let's rename our cube to Player, and we'll use the tag dropdown and select Player. Let's double-click Player Controller script and edit it in Visual Studio. Okay, so the first things we're going to want to create are some variables. Let's create a public variable for speed. Public so we can access it in our inspector. We're going to create some private variables here. First up is our rigid body. We'll use this so we can access the component of our game object. Next one will be a vector 3 for input. And finally, we're going to create a float for our Y rotation. This will allow our character to rotate left or right. Now in our start, we have to reference our component. So we're going to be accessing the rigid body. So our rigid that we created above, we'll do rigid equals get component, and then we're going to put rigid body as the component we're referencing. First thing we need to do is access our inputs. Inside Unity, default, if you go to Edit, and then Project Settings, Input, you'll be able to access all the axes involving input. So today we're going to look at horizontal, which is left, right, or A and D, and also vertical, which is up, down, or WS. Let's create a new function. This is going to be for our player input. So per defined in the input section, I'm creating just a new float for this function. Won't be used anywhere else. And so float move x equals input dot get axes. And for the string, we're going to reference the horizontal. We're also going to create another float called move z. And we're using move z to move forward and backwards on three dimensions. So it'll be input.getAxes vertical. Now to complete this function, we're going to take the input move vector 3 that we created up above, and we're going to throw our move x and move z floats inside it. So new vector 3, move x, we'll zero out the y because we're not going up and down, and move z for the z. Now let's create a new function that will handle the actual movement of the rigid body. In order to move a rigid body forwards or backwards, we need to apply some velocity. So we're going to do rigid dot velocity equals, we'll take our transform's forward direction, and then we're going to multiply that by our input move dot z. Now we're going to take our turn y float that we've created above, and we're going to add our input move dot x into that. So when the player presses left or right, or A or D, it will add into that turn y value, which we'll then apply to our rotation. Okay, so before we can test, we have to now move our functions and allow them to run in the update loop. So we'll put player input in the update because think of updates as hypersensitive. It's running every single frame. So we want updates or inputs to be accurate. And then we're going to move our physics movement under fixed update. Always use fixed update when dealing with rigid bodies. As you can see, our player is moving and rotating, but at a slow rate. We created that speed float earlier. We did not apply it yet, so let's go do that now. Okay, so first we're going to take that speed value and we're going to multiply our forward and backwards movement by it. And then we're going to sort of do the same for our rotation, but we're going to divide it by half. I just don't want my rotations to be as fast as the movement. And let's just go back to our inspector. Let's give that a value of, say, 10. And let's try running it again. As you can see, it's a lot faster, but we're having some issues now. It's very jerky, it's flying off the ground, so let's fix that now. There's several different ways that you can attempt this. Today, though, what I'm going to do is create a physics material. Call it smooth, and I'm going to zero out the frictions. And then I'm going to apply that to our ground. Now if we check our plane, we'll see that that material is added to our collider. So let's run the scene. We move around, no more friction, player is smooth, no longer lifts off the ground. This is pretty cool. Last thing I want to do is a debug function. So we're going to draw our forward-facing direction I like to debug things when I just want to make sure everything's working correctly. Let's just say you had a ton of, you know, NPC characters or enemies around. You want to just make sure that they're moving in the right direction. So we're going to create, we have our new function. We're going to create a vector forward for our forward-facing direction. And then we're going to apply this to a debug array. Lastly, we need to add this to our update loop, otherwise it will never run. And I just need to create a public Boolean for turning that array on and off. Cool. So let's just turn that on and let's hit run. And we should see that debug array in our scene window up top. There it is. And now we move around, do some rotations, and that is it. You've created a custom player controller. Thanks for watching.